Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Angel Miranda. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Durant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Carr. The throw from Durant and he is safe. Carr steals second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coomer. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Carr scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mahomes fires to first and picks off Valentin. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jaha hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carr who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Hollins moves to second. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahomes covering, for the out. 1 out. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durant strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carr. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Carr throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Knobloch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seitzer. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Vina fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to third. Jaha moves to second. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Hollins moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hollins moves to third. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durant is 0 for 1 in the game. Durant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rebule hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahomes covering, for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards third. Hollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahomes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kelly. Vina reaches second base with a double. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ramon Garcia now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Valentin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers pinch hits for Mike Durant. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Myers now catching. Greg Hansel now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carr strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Seitzer moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansel covering, for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myers scoops up the ball and tags Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rabulet is 0 for 3 in the game. Rabulet hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rabulet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Leva settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Becker steals second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Coomer hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing center field. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Levis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. David Hulse pinch runs for Jesse Levis. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carr bunts towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Carr. The throw from Myers and he is out, Rabulet applying the tag. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stevens now pitching. Jeff Cirillo pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner Ward pinch runs for Greg Vaughn. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Mike Matheny now catching. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Turner Ward now playing left field. Pat Mears pinch H. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mears moves to second. Mike Fetters now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Rebulet. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.